Well, we got the idea from the main parish walk, of course, but they can't do that till you're 18. And walking around the Arboretum one day, there's all lots of little parishes represented there. So we decided to have a mini parish fun walk for kids. And we split them into four groups, 4 and 5 year olds, 6 and 7, 8 and 9 and 10 and 11. And they walk different distances. I mean, the first one is only 800 metres. But we go around the field and they get medals and they get certificates and they get a proper number with a transponder on it. And there's a big arch to go through with the start and finish. So it's like a proper organised walk for them. It looks competitive, but it's not supposed to be. It's a fun walk. And we hope to have the Callum there again for the winner of the parish walk to lead them all out. Yeah, so we have four races. They start at 11 o'clock in the morning on the Saturday, the 11th of July, and we finish by 1:30.
And one of the lovely things about this is that, of course, they're all raising money, and it's their own chosen charities, isn't it, John?
Yeah, their own chosen charities, like my grandson done it last year. And I think they've raised £100. He's only 5 years of age. You know, they had him and his mate walked hand in hand round the course.
Oh.
You know, it was great. And, you know, I think we averaged up about, I think it was about 20,000 or something yesterday.
About 30,000.
Yeah. Just in, you know, small mums and dads donations and stuff like that. When you add it up over sort of 200 people entering, it's quite a lot of money, you know.
Well, it's also a really lovely way, isn't it, for especially the very young children to get an idea of what it means to be part of a community and to get that idea of fundraising in the head from a very early age. I mean, it must mean quite a lot to them.
Well, a lot of them are inspired by relatives that have had problems. Rebecca House seems to be a favourite people sponsorship. Hospice is another one. But we get national, they do national sponsors as well, like Cancer's Research and Alzheimer's. And then some of them at the local football club or a little group of the school, you know, a little school fad that they're interested in. So there's an awful lot. I mean, the most anybody did last year was £1,200, one person,
wow,
for Rebecca House, and some were £1,000 and £800 and things. But the average is between 10 and 50, you know, the average one that they do. But it's all sort of learning about charity and people worse off than your own.
It's a good habit to get into at that age, isn't it?
Is, yeah.
Of sort of looking to your fellow humankind and thinking, what can you do to help them? And you mentioned as well the transponders. I love the fact that you've got the live timing on them, haven't you?
Live
so
timing.
You can follow along. Is that right?
Yeah, it's also in case they get lost.
it's a bit like the Grand National. We have to line them up and make sure they don't cross the line first because the transponder will go off. So we're keeping them back. We've got to have a loud hailer that we have to speak to them so they don't get anywhere near the line, and then it's like bang, they're off, you know.
It's so much fun, isn't it? It's such a lovely day. And with regards to, of course, it is outdoors, it's in the Arboretum, as we know. So what happens if the weather's a bit sort of mucky?
We don't know yet. We haven't had that scenario.
You've been lucky so far.
Well, we have, apart from setting it up and taking it down, we've got wet, but the actual events has usually been okay. And the forecast this year at the moment is good. We'll have the bouncy castles there as well.
Makes it all
which
better.
Which is all included, the bouncy castles. We don't charge for it.
So it's a lovely family day out, regardless whether you're taking part or not.
You know, they have the Green Man company there. They supply water for us. Everybody gets a medal when they complete it, you know, so they all get something and they all have a bit of fun at the end of it as well. That's the main thing.
And John, you've just recently taken over the presidency of the club, haven't you? How is that all going?
Yes, I'm a week into power. This is about my fourth or fifth thing I've done in a week, so it is pretty busy. We had the Carers Day last weekend, and we've got Rotary Stars in the schools at the moment. That's been very good, and we had a safety demonstration from the police at the Legion about the armed response team, so that's not bad going for a few days, is it?
You do always seem to be a very busy club. I mean, how long have you been part of it?
Oh, I've probably been in it coming up to sort of 10-ish years, I would say. But I've got a lot more involved in it now. I've retired. So.
And what are your plans for this year then?
Oh, we've got quite a few things coming up. We've got... what have we got?
The mini parish walk for a start.
Well, the mini parish walk is the main one that we've had. We just had the carers, some of our other committees. I know we've got a golf day for the late John Beckett. And then, of course, Rudolph's got to get ready for Christmas. We always have him as well, you know, so that always goes down well with the children. But Umpar band later on in the year, yes. That's,
it's all shaping up rather well, isn't it? Before we wrap it up, I do want to know how everything's going with the Hairpin Woodland Park, because that was a big project that you started. How's it all going there?
Oh, that's really come along now. We've secured, I haven't got the total acreage, we've secured more land. And we planted, I've no idea now, it's quite a lot of trees, I can tell you that. And there's going to be a car park at the Milltown end. That's had the plan and permission for that. And we're hoping to come towards completion shortly. I mean, the whole project's it's over £100,000, and it's something of a legacy for future generations. And we've really come along leaps. I'm not actually on that committee, but I know what they've done. I've heard some talks about it as well. But when we had a day up there the other day planting trees, didn't we?
Yeah. And then we had a walk around as well. And the car park has got planning permission as well, the Hairpin as well.
So it's going great by the sound of things.
Yeah, it is really going
And
well.
Like you said, what a wonderful legacy project, because that'll be with us for hundreds of years, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll still be there.
Yeah, you'll still be there in hundreds of years. Yeah, absolutely.
We've got this money's worth.
Well, as ever, it's lovely to catch up with you both, and do feedback how it goes. And fingers crossed, we'll get lots of little ones signing up to the 2026 Mini Parish Fun Walk, because it is just so much fun. It's all in the name, isn't it, really?
It is indeed. And thank you for our sponsors, Callum Wild, again, because without them, we wouldn't have any money to put it on.
Good on you, Callum Wild.